Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Speaking of fantasy football, this is nothing.
No, we didn't say it. We weren't speaking of
fantasy football, but I noticed the roster of the guy I'm playing with. It's my nephew. The Buffalo kicker is named T. Bass. And if you recall, a friend of mine who's no longer with us.
You were T-Bass, right?
Well, he was trying to hang that nickname on me.
Didn't work.
He and all his buddies from UTAN all had nicknames. And I was to become T-Bass, but it never stuck.
No.
I like Boogie better.
Yeah, no Boogie?
Yeah. He wanted
Boogie's hung around a little longer than T-Bass never really was.
Didn't your daughter try to hang Toddles on you for a little while?
She did.
I kind of like that one.
And that one... It lingers.
Grown men calling him that. Would
I like Toddles.
Yeah.
Toddles, the Toddles and Tyler Radio Empire.
A lot of talk about fun subreddits, which is true. How about some love for the Reddit porn? I'm a little bit old school, but if I'm in the mood to do some research, I always start with Reddit. Something about homemade still shots still gets things going for me. Type in physical attribute you want, and there are tons of subreddits dedicated to that. Yeah, there's everything on Reddit, but still shots.
Yeah, I've just recently...
That takes me back to, like, you're looking at a high society or something.
Yeah, exactly, which worked in the day because you were a kid.
But not now.
No.
I need movement.
Right.
I've just recently
there
started
is something
exploring
like this
Reddit.
Just straight-up amateur aspect.
Yeah, true. True, but you still want to be moving her hips.
The thing I have a problem with the amateur stuff is a lot of times it's a no face.
Well, yeah. I
like to see a face. Mm-hmm.
I got
to
see the face. Or the ones of people that wear the Zorro mask, basically.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
They don't want to be recognized.
And who are you really hiding from? Yeah. I mean, if somebody really knows you, that's Sally with a Zorro mask.
Well, or if they blur out the tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, sometimes I think that's why you get some of the T-shirt stuff in porn, in amateur stick, because they're trying to cover up tattoos that might be,
The face mask is like,
I'm Dave.
That one. Yeah.
You might, but you can also, it does... I think it's probably for future employees or any employer or something like that, or just people trying to hide their identity. I do think you could. There's plausible deniability if you have a Zorro mask on and you're banging. You say, that's not me.
Or one of those really long beak old pandemic masks.
Yeah.
The teachers.
I haven't seen those.
From Missouri.
That'd be horrific, though. Yeah. They're banging you in that.
The ones that lost their gig because they had the OnlyFans page. Yeah. The two teachers from the same school.
Yeah.
The first one, the Brianna chick. I think she was no face.
No, I think it was the second one.
Oh, okay.
The second one tried to keep her face out of it because what got her busted was the clothing she was wearing.
Oh, that's right.
In one of the scenes where she was doing something, they cropped her face out, and then in one of the pictures from later on, she's wearing the same thing. You can see her face.
But now I think they both go full face.
Well, yeah, because they're not teachers.
Oh, yeah, we're following them both on Twitter right now. Yeah.
Has anybody seen is there footage of them from that night?
I don't know.
Apparently there was.
You would have to look for it.
You probably have to go to their OnlyFans, quite honestly.
Yeah,
to get that.
Cost you money. I'm not going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
One is free.
Here's the email from Dustin about the subreddit, tip of my penis.
Well, it's called tipping Nick's penis.
Bunch of porn enthusiasts helping each other find long-lost porn clips.
Well, Todd, there you go.
Thought it might help. Well, I might have to.
You can join that group. That'd be like your broken leg group, those guys. You're in this group, too, man.
I don't know which one's sadder.
The broken leg group, I think, is sadder.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because that's just a bunch of self-pity. The other one is you just need to find easy to see this porn, man.
True.
Got to see this porn.
Oh,
man.
There's probably a few sad guys in the subreddit tip of my penis.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll make friends with them.
Yeah.
You'll be gobbling with the guys soon you met on Reddit tip of my penis. You know, you will be.
You want to go camping?
Yeah, that's right. How'd you meet that guy? Tip of my penis on Reddit. Yeah. We went camping and fishing with the guy. Oh, no, golfing, I should say.
Oh, I went on a sequence on Jeopardy just to observe what you had pointed out yesterday.
Somebody said some guy was a douchebag and he screamed too much. Something. What's the story on that?
My buddy Donnie watches in real time or day of.
Okay.
The pumped-up guy on Jeopardy acts like he won the Super Bowl with every win. Total dork.
Oh, really?
I think Jeopardy viewer, a lot of them anyway, have kind of a stick up their ass. I don't mind if somebody cheers after they win.
Well, a bunch of nerds watching it and pissed off that, you know.
Yeah, but no, there's supposed to be this quiet decorum.
Are they like
the
baseball purists?
Yeah.
No bat flips.
Right.
The unwritten rules
that
of Jeopardy.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Act like you've been there before. Well, he hasn't. Well, I guess
funny if you had like 10 bats behind a podium and just flip one every time.
He's won before, you know? Because this is one of those tournaments. It's not the Tournament of Champions because you have to win 5 games to be
Tournament
of
Champions.
Does he
yell in your face to other people?
No, I don't think so. I think he just had
fist pumps and that type of thing.
Dances. He doesn't get in anybody's face that I saw.
Yes.
I said act like you've been here before. We were walking down Chicago. We ended up in kind of like a dicey street in Chicago.
Right.
And my nephew was like, and I'm like, act like you've been here before. And he goes, but I haven't.
I found myself on one of those walks in St. Louis this weekend. I left the hotel to go find coffee. And it was a Saturday morning, so it wasn't terrible. But I went the wrong direction out of the hotel. And about a half to three quarters of a mile in, went.
You realize
this might have been a sketchy decision.
Yeah.
Tyler and I did the same thing when we first got together before we even got here. We came out of an Atlanta Braves game, morning show boot conference in Atlanta.
We were in Buckhead.
Yeah, and we ended up in.
You almost got us stabbed, man.
No, that was the parking lot.
Oh, that was the parking lot.
We took the wrong
totally
turn.
Totally different.
Right. And it wasn't a bad neighborhood. It was just the wrong way.
I don't think I was.
It was a very black neighborhood.
I didn't go to a Braves game. I didn't go to a Braves game with you. That must have been a different time you went.
Okay, it must have been with some different guys.
Somebody else, right, because I'm not afraid of black people.
We weren't afraid of black people. We were just lost.
Well, except for the guy who was going to stab us in the parking lot. He happened to be black. That's right.
Right.
We
just happened to be lost, and the people helped us. No, you want to go that way.
Yeah, and a lot of those times, you can be a block or two
Holmes?
Out of your way.
Todd
it makes
said,
a
up,
big
Holmes?
Difference.
Yeah,
It does.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Sure. My dump of a hotel did not have any sort of coffee at all. Like not even like the little coffee maker in the room. The little there was a coffee shop in the lobby, but you know, it's closed on the weekends.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, who wants coffee on the weekends? So then I'm trying to find a gas station. I found a QT that was like, it was probably a little more than a mile away. So I just decided to walk. And like I say, I got into a part. It's like, I should have not walked through here.
What's the story on dirty hotels you sent?
Hotels are a lot dirtier than you think.
Man, that's why we have immune systems, man.
I keep reading about bed bug infestations like all over the world.
Yeah, I think England.
Can you take those home with you?
Yeah, Paris.
Yeah,
New York City.
They you can, and you can also wake up if you sleep in a bed with them. You can wake up with thousands of little bed bug bites on you. It's not pleasant.
Is this one of those black light the semen, or is it just because?
No, they're just
because obviously
bacteria,
the stuff's going to be around.
Dust mites.
Yeah, I mean it's like anything, basically anything that's fabric, like they say the couches, the comforters, if there's a fabric headboard. The carpets, the curtains, all of that stuff in your hotel room doesn't get cleaned as often as you think it would. And
how the hell does this Cameron go anywhere? Because Cameron obviously was here yesterday, but he's the kind of guy that he won't. He'd take his shoes off everywhere. You know, he's afraid of shoes on the floor. You know?
See, I did the exact opposite in that hotel in St. Louis. I wanted to keep my shoes on.
Yeah.
All the time.
Was your hotel in St. Louis as bad as ours in Grand Island?
It was on that level. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, cleanliness, it was probably worse.
Really? The bathroom wasn't. The Grand Island one creeped me out, man.
Yeah, the Grand Island one was worse than all the motor hotels I've stayed in the past couple of years.
There were questionable stains on the carpet everywhere.
Did you go, that's mine.
Did you add to them?
Yeah. It wouldn't have mattered if I did. I mean, in the hallways, in the rooms, like my room was on I didn't even know they built hotels like this. My room was on an interior side, so I didn't even get sunlight.
Oh,
who booked this hotel?
Everything else was twice as much.
Because of Metallica?
Yeah, because it had coffee and windows.
Well, come to find out.
You tell me your room had no windows.
No, there were windows.
I didn't know they had interior rooms.
There were windows,
okay,
but they faced like an interior courtyard.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
And we were on like the 6th floor. The skylights above the courtyard were on the 14th floor.
So that was basically it, huh?
So you opened up the curtains and went...
That's weird.
Oh, wow. Like, when I went to bed at night and when I woke up in the morning, there was no difference in the room.
I keep reading the life hack that you shouldn't throw your...
Don't say hack,
...suitcase
please.
On the bed.
We all do it.
Because you don't know where that suitcase has been. It's probably been in the bottom of an airplane for a while. It's been dragged across the floor at the airport.
Well, according to this,
it's been dragged across the floor.
Well, put it on the wheels, Todd. That makes sense.
The trains, you know, where you're the rack, you say, you take the train, you put it up in the rack there. It just collects all kinds of crap along the
way. There's only so much you can do, and that's why we have immune systems. Think about it. I mean, come on. If you were that paranoid, you wouldn't even crawl into a bed in any hotel in the world, even a 5-star.
Well, it's also why
place.
They give you the little rack to put your suitcase on. I just automatically throw it on the bed.
You really shouldn't be laying down on the comforter on the bed anyway.
Yeah, that's
people do.
Yeah, that's
people
what they do. Say in here. The comforter, take the comforter off. But they even say take the comforter
off.
You're
cold, carefully. Damn, you're cold. I need it. You're cold. You know.
Well, just wrap up in the dead germ cover.
Just push a sack over my shoulder.
Right. Yeah.
But a lot of times, I'll end up with, you know, there's two beds in the hotel room, and it's just me, so I use the other bed for storage or to jump on it.
The only thing on this list that I do
soaking.
That's the jumping bed.
I do avoid the hotel glasses. They say like if they're not if they're not individually wrapped like, you know, plastic glasses or something, if they're just actual glasses.
Right.
They say you don't know how often those things don't drink out of them.
Unless you want to wash it, you can wash it too, you know.
Most of them do have the plastic
on it. Yeah, nice hotels have the plastic on it.
Right, but they're not nearly big enough for a cocktail, which is why I pack a travel mug.
I'll take my own coffee mug. Yeah.
Therein lies you have your immune. Therein lies this is why you don't get a buzz anymore, Todd. You have to take a travel mug to pour vodka in there. Jeez.
I get that.
You know how tiny those
I know. I make them because I like a lot of vodka in my drink, so I just drink mainly vodka.
But it ends up like being they're practically shot glasses.
They're called mini Borgs. Remember that?
No.
Yes.
Come on. Me and all the guys at college call it that.
The 24-ounce travel mug with a few ounces of vodka in it. That's a mini Borg.
Yeah. No, I'm not Yelp review guy, but I felt compelled after this weekend to leave a Yelp review on this hotel.
Yeah.
Not having any coffee there is something people should know about.
Well, I just started off my review with, don't stay here.
You did leave a review?
I did. I wrote one up. I'm like, this place is a dump. Oh. Don't stay here. It's not worth the savings.
That great commercial where the guy's got his soccer team in the lobby and the old lady comes out. You want some breakfast, kids? There's like rotten eggs in there. Was it one of those kind of hotels?
Kind of. Like, I got to my room and there was no remote control. So I called the front desk. I was like, hey, can you send somebody up? And they're like, well, you can stop by and grab one, but we're not going to send one up. We don't really have that.
Was it under the guise of another bigger chain? Is it a Best Western or what?
I think so. I think it's like one of the budget brand.
They're franchised, though, you know. They're franchised, so sometimes you can't blame the main. We can blame them because the main company didn't come down and say, hey, you got to clean this crap up. I stayed in that hotel across the street near that dump that is Kauffman Stadium. It's right across the street. You'd know it. would be technically right field, then the street,
yeah,
and across this
about.
Dangerous street. That I stayed there with my son and his buddy. And that place was a dump, man. And I know I'm talking to a lot of people who have stayed there. It was dirty. The bar felt dirty. The room was dirty. It was just a dump.
I mean, I'll take outdated.
They got to move those stadiums, man.
But this place was actively just dirty.
No, this one, yeah.
Just
this was dirty, too.
Just nasty.
Yeah.
I don't mind outdated or old or sparse, but this place was just a dump.
We stayed in the hotel in the beach. Well, we stayed in the hotel for maybe 20 minutes. We loaded into the hotel at the beach, and beach hotels, the doors actually just go right to the outside. Obviously, a lot of those places do, at least some of them do. This one did. And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, a mouse come running across the room.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And it was the summer before the kids, me and my wife and I, and I'm thinking, man, we're not going to find another place. I said, it was just one mouse. Nope. We drove around for another half hour trying to find a vacancy somewhere else.
If I'd have seen a cockroach or a mouse or something like that, I'd have been out.
It was a mouse.
Cockroach
I can step on unless there's a bunch of them there.
But
the mouse is always going to be there. And then I walked down to the counter. I was pissed off. I went down and said, listen, we went out of here, and I'm not going to pay for this. There was a mouse, and she acted like it was no big deal. Well, it's just a mouse.
They won't eat that much.
I said, shut up, you.
In the future, let me find you a good motor hotel. I've been batting 1,000
there you go.
On the motor hotels.
In downtown St. Louis.
They're clean.
Yeah, they're murder hotels where you stay at, Todd. You're in Montana somewhere, right? Waiting for some trucker to show up.
I'm not ruling out any of those stains on the carpet being blood where I was at.
Squeezing it that hard.
No, the motor hotels that I stayed at.
It shouldn't be spreading.
We're nowhere
blood.
Near a metropolitan area. It was like Valentine, Nebraska, Rome, Wisconsin.
Where people get murdered. Yeah.
That's where people get murdered, man. You know,
countless.
Yeah.
That's where every good slasher flick starts.
We should trace the murders to when Todd travels.
Don't pull that thread.
Boy, that would be a wrinkle in this show's history. Todd's ended up being a serial killer.
Right. Just
I wouldn't have seen
bludgeoning
that.
People with the branch.
Would be a good twist.
Laughing hysterically. Right. And come back and be
we're looking for
nice.
A man named Boogie.
Yeah. Do you know this guy? Yeah, fortunately I do.
Every kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.